It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rebecca Taylor. She is the new Carbon County Senior Affairs Director out at the Senior Citizen Center. We're going to get to know Rebecca a little bit better, and then we're going to talk more about some of the great things that go on out at the Senior Center and some events that are coming up that they always love to do and keep people busy out there and have them do different things and fun activities and those kinds of things. Rebecca, thank you for joining us in studio today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk a little about Rebecca first.
All right, let's do it.
I know this is the part that everybody loves, talking about themselves. So let's talk about Rebecca. How long have you lived here in the area, and what kind of led you to this job taking care of the Senior Citizen Center?
Sure. So I've been here about 18 years, so I can almost claim that I've lived in Carbon County longer than anywhere else. So I guess I'm almost a native. We're getting close.
I get that all the time. We moved here when I was 7, and I'm like, yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. And I'm happy to say that we've loved living in Carbon County. We came here on a whim, hoping to get back to Utah County from Nevada, and we just didn't want to leave. So here we are, and we love it.
It's kind of become home.
Oh, it's definitely become home. This is home. We've raised all our kids here. This is definitely home for us.
All right. So what led you out to the Senior Citizen Center?
So interestingly enough, it's very rare that you see a job posting for someone who has a degree in gerontology. That doesn't happen a whole lot, especially not in Carbon County. And believe it or not, I have a degree in gerontology, and my bachelor degree is in public health, but I decided to get a minor in gerontology. I had a professor who kind of talked me into that as I was helping with a few things related to the health department, but specifically related to senior citizens and older people. And I just fell in love with it. I did. I fell in love with working with that population of people. I don't know. We just clicked, and they're my best friends. I really do love visiting with the seniors. And so that's kind of where my career went. I've been the administrator of Good Life Senior Living for a few years. Really enjoyed that, but was really excited to see this new position come open with the county. It was a great job opportunity and right up my alley, and I was excited to apply and get to be a part of that. So
how long have you been out there now?
I have been there since the first of the year. Well, technically December 27th was my first day. So is it sort of?
I always ask this when people take new positions. Is this sort of like drinking with a fire hose?
Well,
you're learning a lot of information right at the beginning, or you're kind of assimilating and being okay with it?
Honestly, it has been a nice, smooth process. It's helped that I am still working with people that I've been familiar with. So, you know, working at Good Life, I have had opportunities to associate with a lot of the people who I'm still working with now. So it's been a pretty smooth transition. We've got wonderful staff out there at the Senior Center. So, you know, they're handling things so great and helping me. And so it's been good.
Very good. And, you know, we used to get Robbie in, and Robbie is, at the time, Robbie was running both Carbon and Emery counties, and Robbie has taken over just the Emery County side, so it's kind of a good break for him, probably.
Oh, that's true.
And we used to have him come in and talk about all the different things that were going on at the Senior Citizen Center, so that's fallen on you now. So let's talk about some of the great activities that you guys have going on out there, like every week, and then some that maybe are just special occasions that are coming up.
Okay, well, we have got one thing I will say. I am so impressed at the seniors in our community. They are active, they're involved, and they use their senior center. You know, it's just been so great to see how many seniors really do come out and take advantage of that beautiful building. That's a beautiful building. We're very lucky to have a facility like that here in our area. And you know, we have our weekly, daily things, you know, that we do all the time. You know, we've got a beautiful billiard room that they love to play pool. Things are going on there all the time. We have our library. Our ladies wanted us to put a plug in there. They've got so many books. If you're looking for a book, they'll help you find one. our ceramics room. We have our line dancers who practice, you know, several days a week, and they do their Zumba. They're exercising. Our exercise room is available every day. All of these things are getting used on a regular basis. A couple of things that we do have coming up, though, that are super fun. We have a Valentine dance that we're planning. I think it's been a little while since they've done this. So February 10th, 6 o'clock, there's going to be a Valentine dance at the Senior Center. The buses will be running for those seniors who may need a ride. And we would love for the community to come out. This isn't just for seniors. This is for anybody in the community who would like to come out and dance. We had a cute little 96-year-old senior come up to me, and she said, "Is there going to be anybody there to dance with?" So let's make sure there's somebody there for her to dance with. She's excited.
That's right. Head on out there for that. And, you know, and it's great that it's open to the entire community. Mm-hmm. Come on out and enjoy and have a good time out there at the Senior Citizen Center. What else have we got coming up?
Right now, also, if you need help doing your taxes, we know tax season is upon us. So starting Tuesday the 7th, we do have someone coming out every Tuesday who will help any senior in the community with filing their taxes. You can call and sign up for a time so that they've got that time set aside for you, or just swing by the center and we can sign you up as well. But that's starting soon.
And I know that's always a big thing every year. It seems like right around tax time, having that help for them
Right. Really
goes a long way. And if you need it, yeah, just give them a call and get time set and things like that. So things are clicking along okay out at the Senior Citizen Center.
Things are. I told them I'd put a plug in. We've got a little lady who is wanting to do a craft every month. She puts a lot of work into coming up with these crafts and does signups for them. So that's going on monthly. You can come in and see what craft they're going to make, sign up for the day. I'm signed up for the April one. I am so excited. They've got some cute stuff going on. So come and see what they're doing. There really is a lot going on out there. And I will put a plug in. Also, if there's something you want, you know, if you're a senior here in the community and there's something you want to do or you want to volunteer with or you would like to see happen, come talk to me, because it's your senior center and we want to facilitate, you know, some of the things that you're interested in. We want to help you make those things happen.
All right. We've been speaking with Rebecca Taylor, the Carbon County Senior Affairs Director. Now, Rebecca, if anybody's got a question or anything, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best way? Or even just for general information about the Senior Citizen Center?
Well, you come on by. You can call us 636-3202. You can ask for me or anyone there can help you. Come by, get a newsletter. That's probably your best way, is to just come on out and see what we're doing. Spend a day with us. Come have lunch. The food is delicious. I love it. That's a bonus, too. So just come out and see what we've got to offer.
All right. So head on out there to the Senior Citizen Center and see what's going on. Enjoy the space. Enjoy what they offer. And you know what? Maybe sign up for a few activities here and there. Rebecca, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.